our two distinguished guests. First, Coach Miller, tell us your thoughts on the renewed rivalry.
Well, I think we're in a part of the country that's rich in college basketball tradition. Certainly, I've talked about this for 2 years. It's one of the things that I love about coaching basketball at Cincinnati is the pride and the passion of our fan base. People love college basketball, but there's other institutions in this area, you know, that have similar fan bases and similar passion for our game. And when you can put those two of those programs together, it's a special thing in non-conference play. And certainly we get that every year with the Crosstown Shootout. But I didn't realize when I moved to Cincinnati how close Dayton was. You know, I think we're within an hour, and sometimes it feels like with all the suburbs that the two cities are almost connected. I'm very well aware of just the tradition of Dayton basketball and the fan support, and then learning more about, you know, the history of the two programs playing against each other. I think it'll be great for the city of Cincinnati, for our program, to play a high-profile game against a great program, great coach here in Cincinnati in a neutral environment. And again, as close as Dayton is, it'll be neat to have, as you mentioned, Brooks, two fan bases in a true neutral environment in the same arena. That doesn't happen a whole lot anymore in college basketball.
Coach Grant, same question to you. What's it mean to have UC back on the schedule?
Well, I think I would echo, you know, Wes's comments. I think, you know, first and foremost, you're looking at two very tradition-rich programs. You know, I'm fortunate that, you know, I played at Dayton, and I can remember during my time at Dayton playing against UC and that rivalry and the history, and I think you've got two of the elite fan bases in the country. I know in a non-conference game to get this quality of an opponent on our schedule is a great opportunity for our guys, and, you know, I know our guys are excited about it. We're looking forward to it, and I know the fan bases are really excited about the opportunity to renew the rivalry, so I think we're all looking forward to it.
One more question for you guys, and we'll open it up to the media. Coach Miller, tell us about your expectations for the upcoming season.
Well, it's you know, it's a lot of movement for UC Athletics, certainly for our program moving into the Big 12. You know, it's been, you know, no matter which way you look at it, it's been the best basketball conference in America for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. We've known about it now for over a year, so we've been preparing for that move, for that challenge. We're excited about it. And the expectation always when you coach at Cincinnati is you have a team that competes nationally with everybody in college basketball, that you have a team that represents Cincinnati in the NCAA tournament, and now a team that can compete in the Big 12. So that's the expectation. And you know, you take a job like UC, you know that walking through the door. We're not spending a lot of time day-to-day worried about results right now. We're spending a lot of time worried about getting better every day and having a productive summer and doing the right thing. So that's my expectation right now, is that we get better in practice and we take the floor later today, that we put a day together that results in a week, so we can look back and say that we had a really good summer here when our summer session ends in a couple weeks. But yeah, there's major expectations. We like that. There's high stakes. We're in a big time conference now. So we're really looking forward to this year.
Coach Grant, same thing. You've got a good core coming back. What's your expectations for the coming season?
Well, I think for us, you know, we've got a lot of new pieces that we're trying to integrate to our team. We've got most of our guys on campus right now, most of them. Available to us. We've got a foreign tour that we're getting ready for here in a couple of weeks. So I think for me, it's about learning our team, having them learn us, terminology, you know, just how we play, the standards, the expectations, and those things. But I'm excited about the group. I think we've got a really good group of guys. They get along really well. I think they like to compete, you know, so we're excited about the potential that we have.
Great. We'll turn it open to the floor. I've got Andre Fouché, who will be our media relations director and tournament director for this event. He's got the mic, so just state your name and affiliation. Ask your question.
Keegan Nixon with Bearcat Journal. Wes, which side kind of initiated these talks in this renewed rivalry? Which team, which administration kind of initiated the talks?
You know, I honestly, I'm not quite sure. I think athletic directors, we're talking about this for a while. I know communicating directly with Anthony and I. Anthony and I have not talked about the game directly probably until today. But it's something that I've supported from the moment that I heard it, because, as Anthony mentioned, you're looking for high-level non-conference games that will help prepare you for league play, that will help prepare you to be an NCAA tournament team. We're looking for those opportunities in non-league, and playing Dayton certainly gives us that opportunity. And then you also kind of check a box of playing in a big-time college basketball environment, you know, and playing against a local program with a ton of history and tradition. So on a lot of levels, the game makes sense.
Hi, Wes. Ryan Roberts with LRH Bid. You added 6 new additions over the offseason. What are some of the challenges with those additions, and how does a game like this help prepare you for conference play?
What are the challenges with the additions? That's becoming more of a normal thing in college basketball, you know, to have, I think we have, I believe we have 7 newcomers. 7 newcomers is probably about average over the last couple of years. But it's just really important to start to learn each other this time of year as quickly as possible. So we have, like, the summer, the time we have on the floor, the time we have together as a group off the floor in the weight room, that time is really valuable in the summer, because the sooner that we can get to know each other, build some real genuine relationships, start learning how to work together, that's going to help us to assimilate as we get into the season. And as you mentioned, you know, you got to go through some things in the non-conference to get ready for league play, especially when you have new bodies and new faces. So playing some really difficult games and being tested early in the year, that's going to help any team, but it's certainly going to help a team where there's some new faces around.
Neil Meyer with the Front Office News. Wes, you mentioned the Midwest basketball style here in this area between schools like Xavier, Dayton, yourself. Just talk about how exciting it is for the city of Cincinnati not only to play 2 predominant programs like Xavier and Dayton here this upcoming season, and one especially being here on a neutral site.
Yeah, well, you know, always said this, it's every game to a coach or to a player matters. I mean, we're all really competitive, and we all really care about winning. But there's something that matters a little different when it's local and fan bases are engaged. You know, those are the kind of environments we all love to play in as players. We certainly enjoy coaching in. And so in this area, there's opportunities for that. And we're always going to seek out those opportunities, because those are the types of environments that add to a college basketball season. And I think our kids want to play in those environments. I think kids we're recruiting want to play in those environments. And playing against a program like Dayton and Anthony's team, that's exciting. Like, our guys watched Obi Toppin, and you know, they paid attention. So it's exciting. It's positive, and we'll continue to seek out local games moving forward.
David Jablonski, Dayton Daily News. For both of you, how did you decide to play this on a neutral court as opposed to a home and home?
Well, I think, as Wes mentioned, I think the administration of both universities got together and, you know, looked at a way to renew the rivalry, and, you know, trying to decide where the best place was for it. This facility obviously is a neutral site that was available, and we felt like accessible to both fan bases. So I think it just made sense to do it here.